This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 165 for Tuesday, November 30th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply lower Tuesday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's retreat from contract highs. Canola down 5 to over $25. January down 1960 at $1,007.80 per ton. March it's down 21.50 at $976.60. Speculative long liquidation accounted for much of the selling pressure as traders booked profits on their large net long positions. Losses in the Chicago soy complex put additional spillover pressure on canola, with Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures also down overnight amid a broad global uncertainty over the new Omicron COVID-19 variant. Ongoing concerns over tight canola supplies did remain a supportive influence on the other side, with Statistics Canada set to release updated production estimates this Friday. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all sharply lower, also finding themselves caught up in the heightened pandemic concerns. Soybeans down 8 cents in the January contract at $12.33 per bushel. A drop below chart support added to the selling pressure, triggering some stops along the way. Good crop prospects out of South America were another bearish influence, with the nearby forecast looking relatively favorable out of Brazil and Argentina. But good export demand on the other side did provide some support. The USDA announced flash sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning. Corn, it's weaker, also finding itself caught up in some speculative selling, with prices falling below support. The March contract down 8 cents at $5.73 per bushel. Crude oil, it's down on the day, and that added to the weakness in the ethanol-linked grain. Wheat is mixed, mostly lower aside from the nearby December spring wheat contract. That's ahead of it going to the cash month. December spring wheat up 0.75 cents at $10.43 per bushel, but the more actively traded March contract, it's down 8 cents at $10.37 per bushel. Kansas City down 16 cents in the March contract at $8.41 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 15 cents in the March contract at $8.07 per bushel. Quality ratings for the U.S. winter wheat crop were left unchanged on the week at 44% good to excellent. Emergence came in at 92%. That's up 1 point from the average for this time of year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, November 30th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.